This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hey, Jay James in for my good brother, Coy Barefoot, away on assignment today here on Charlottesville Right Now. All right, coming up at 5:35 this evening, we're going to talk with Hendrik Hertzberg of the New Yorker magazine. Actually, Coy actually had a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier today, so we'll air that interview for you. And we're broadcasting live at Chili's Bar and Grill tonight with the basketball coaches at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, respectively. You just heard our conversation with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's archived at the award-winning website, WINA.com, talking about conservatism to a degree. Ken Cuccinelli making some statements here on the local level. Well, now we go a little bit larger. A very well-known conservative. You can see him on Fox News. You can see him as a known commentator on several things. And, of course, the former Speaker of the House. That would be Newt. We have the honor of being with his daughter, Jackie Gingrich Kutschman, who is pretty established in her own right as a political commentator and author as well. And we're honored to have her on line number one with us this afternoon to talk about the new book she has co-authored with her father, Five Principles for a Successful Life from Our Family to Yours. So, Jackie, we're excited to talk to you, and thanks for being a part of WINA on a Monday.
Thanks, Jay. I'm thrilled to be with you today.
All right. Well, boy, before we get into the book, I'm just curious, what are the family reunions like? When you guys get together, you both commentate politically, you're both civically engaged. Do you try to keep it out of the barbecue?
That's actually a really funny, great question. I have two small children. They're 10 and 8, so I've got to say at this point in our lives, our get-togethers and family revolve around the kids, which is as it should be.
Okay.
And we do have some fun together. We have different opinions about some things, and I like to play with words. If you noted, I'm a syndicated columnist, so I love words. I love how you can change the meaning of words. And so I often send Dad snippets of ideas I think that he might want to use. Sometimes he uses them and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah. You ever say to him, you didn't look that good on TV?
I try to do the same thing he does to me, which is, it might look a little bit better if. You always try to do the positive spin.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, well, let's jump into it. Five principles for a successful life, and you all have them laid out here pretty well. And from where does the book come, Jackie? What made you want to collaborate with Dad on this type of a project?
Yeah, that's a great question. Dad and I were talking about 2 years ago. It was right after he had thought about running for president, and at that time, my children were 6 and 8, and they had heard about it on TV, and they came back, you know, and they'd seen things happening, and I really wanted them to understand that he didn't just appear on TV one day as former Speaker of the House. Because that's all they knew.
Ah, okay.
You know, they didn't have any of the history. They didn't have the years of campaigning that I went through. So when Dad and I were talking about that, I said, you know, to me it's really important they understand that success is something that happens over time. Hmm. You don't just wake up one morning, you know, when you're in your 60s and you're successful. Those are very long. They're decades of work. And Dad said, you know, we should write a book about my five principles. I said, what five principles? Right? He's my dad. I thought I'd heard everything from him.
Yeah.
I sat through 30 years of speeches. He goes, the ones that I use in commencement speeches. Well, he must have started right after I went to college, and I missed that whole genre of speeches. But when we started talking about it, we thought, what a great thing to collaborate on. All positive, all good, clearly lays out a roadmap to success for people. And so we jumped right in, and we've had a great time with it.
We're talking with Jackie Gingrich Kutschman, of course, the daughter of Newt Gingrich, and they've co-authored a book together, which is Five Principles for a Successful Life, as we talk to her at 13 minutes after 5 on Charlottesville Right Now. I got to read this because I found this fascinating, and just part of the promotion of the book. It says, in these pages, Newt Gingrich and his daughter Jackie, with the help of prominent people they know and admire, such as Bill Clinton, Rush Limbaugh, Mary Madeline, and David Petraeus, show how by following just five principles, you can live life to its fullest. Now, there was one name that kind of jumped out there, and that being Bill Clinton. I know that your dad and Bill may have had their differences politically, but that's pretty cool that's a person that you guys would say that you admire.
No, but he if you look at Bill Clinton's life, you know, he was raised in Arkansas. He grew up with no money, no connections. He's very bright. He's very driven. And he became president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't agree with him politically in terms of the policy that he had, but in terms of looking at a man that was worked very hard and was very successful, I think he fits that bill. It was very funny. I got a nice little note from him. It's actually in my hand that said, "Thanks for passing on the final copy. It looks great, and I was glad to contribute." So, and that's the kind of book that we have. We have people like Bill Clinton. We have James Carville and Mary Matlin, mm-hmm. who are opposites. And we really try to get a wide spectrum of people. General Petraeus, we have John Stewart, Whoopi Goldberg, because we really want people to realize this is not about politics. This is about people reaching their potential.
Yeah, wow. It's a great book. 14 minutes after 5 o'clock, we're talking with Jackie Gingrich Cushman, who's co-authored a book with Newt Gingrich, Five Principles for a Successful Life. Hey, Jackie, not to put you on the spot, you up for taking a phone call?
Sure.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's go to Greg is in Albemarle. Hey, Greg, thanks for hanging on and calling on your own the program with Jackie Gingrich Cushman.
How are you guys? Hi, Jackie. How are you? I really admire you and your father, and thank you for what you all are doing. I'm 52 almost. I've been in a, got involved in the Republican Party 2 years ago. I'm a labor type guy, stonemason. I want to ask you a question. I really admire your father, and I think he would be a very good president. Is there any chance that he might run 2012?
Well, Greg, I appreciate the call and the question. Yeah, I think there is a chance. I think he is doing exactly what he said he would do, which is he's putting himself in a position so that he has the opportunity to make that decision in about a year. And I really do think it'll be based on where he thinks the country is and what the country needs. We talk about the book that we wrote together, and in the book he talks about when he was at Verdun, when he was a teenager, and how he was at that battlefield where hundreds of thousands of men had lost their lives. And that's when he realized how important political leaders were, and that's when he decided to become leader for his country. So he has a very long history of doing things he thinks best for the country, and he honestly does not know at this time. But,
well,
but he's putting himself in a good position. But I appreciate your call, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. All right, that's Greg on line number two. Our phone number, as always, is 977-1070. We're talking with Jackie Gingrich Cushman about the co-authored book with her father, Newt Gingrich, Five Principles for a Successful Life. Well, let's jump into it before we take a commercial break here, Jackie. Yeah, we'll go through some of the five principles, but the first one is, and I love this, dream big. So what does dream big mean to you specifically, or you and your dad, when you look at this book?
We talk about dreaming big in a couple ways. One, it has to be a dream that's specific to you or to me, whoever the person is. It has to draw on our talents and our passions so that when we get frustrated and have to work hard, we have that underlying big dream that fits us. And we also talk about dreaming so big that that as Tavis Smiley says, people laugh.
Mm.
Because you have to have a dream big enough that keeps you going when things get tough. Because a small dream, you know, you can make. A small dream doesn't drive you to action. A small dream is more like a task. But you have to have a really big dream that pushes you to do the next task.
Jackie, when you look at some of the people that you point to in this book, does anybody jump out at you that has achieved that big dream? That when I love the stories, when people, well, they always told me I couldn't do it. They laughed at me when I told them that I wanted to be president, when I told them I wanted to be Speaker of the House, or I wanted to be in the NBA, whatever the case may be.
You know, one of those that does is, and I know we all saw Jurassic Park, or many of us did,
mm-hmm.
but Jack Horner, who is a paleontologist out west, he was actually the scientist that helped them set everything up and did all the work with dinosaurs. But he talks about in our book how people laughed at him because they said that he wasn't smart enough.
Whoa.
He has, you know, a doctorate. He's one of a world-renowned paleontologist. He works on dinosaurs. He's worked with Steven Spielberg. He's just a neat guy, and he loves what he does. He thinks, we saw him about a year and a half ago with the kids, and he thinks what he does is the coolest thing in the world.
Mm. Yeah, I should ask him about the Velociraptor and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's MIT. He's got a great place out in Montana. It's incredible.
All right, 18 minutes after 5 o'clock, we've got to take a brief time out. More of our conversation with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. She has co-authored a book with her father, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, Five Principles for a Successful Life. It's News Radio 1070 WIA time, 22 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I wanted to say evening, but we got the time change. I'm excited about that. Need more vitamin D. Jay James in for Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville right now on News Radio 1070 WIA, your number one station for news and more of it. In 8 minutes at the bottom of the hour, Jacqueline Piermarini standing by in the 24-hour local news center. But you can get news anytime at the award-winning website, WINA.com, which is where we'll archive this conversation that we're so delighted to be having with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. She and her father, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, of course, have written a book called Five Principles for a Successful Life. We already have a winner. We've given away the book thus far. Congratulations to Mike. Maybe we'll do that again but towards the end of the interview. But let's jump back in, and Jackie's been kind enough to be patient with us through the break. All right, another principle that you guys, there are five: dream big, work hard, learn every day, enjoy life, and be true to yourself. Learn every day, Jackie. What does that principle mean to you?
Well, learn every day, I think as a society, we think about education and getting degrees, and I think sometimes we forget that you can learn from everybody, anywhere you are. One of my favorite contributors, I love Tucker Carlson. He's got a new website called The Daily Caller that I'm sure you've been to.
Mm-hmm.
He's great fun, and he talks about when he was traveling coast to coast every week that he loved to sit next to people because he would learn. He would talk to them the whole time, and I can just imagine Tucker asking tons of questions and being interested. And he said every time he got off the plane 4.5 hours later, he was a smarter person.
Mm.
So the point was that everybody knows something that we don't, and our job is to figure out what they know and to learn that. So if we're not learning anything, it's because we didn't ask the right question.
Jackie, in your life, and you've accomplished a lot of different things as a syndicated columnist and a commentator and author, whom have you learned from the most?
You know, I think every situation is different. I think in terms of writing, I've learned a lot, both from Mary Beth Hicks, who's another columnist, as well as my father. I have several different people that I go back and forth and let them critique my work, as well as I've got a fabulous editor who's just incredible. So I think what's important is when you think about your life is to think about in the area that you're going into who might be the best person in that particular area, because no one's going to be good at everything. So you really have to think of, you know, who has really been successful in that particular area and then learn from them. And then I learn from my kids because they remind you of things. I found that they remind me of things that I've forgotten.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the joys of having children.
One of the other things that he listed here is the value of hard work. And I think we all say that. You hear a lot of the rhetoric, everybody's got to work hard. But when we look at our country, and there's so many great people who live between these borders in the United States that work extremely hard to achieve. But having a good work ethic, I guess I'm trying to think of the best way to frame this, Jackie, from what you've seen in some of the contributors to the book, do we really have a grasp as a country on what it really takes? Because you see people who apply it, they excel. But then there's also the people who don't apply it, and you see that they don't end up achieving what they want. So,
you know, Jay, I think you raise a great point, and I think part of that is when we hear work, we think 40 hours. That's the standard average, right? Full time
mm-hmm.
work week.
Yeah.
And to your point, the people that we have in this book, and most people that are very successful, work way more than 40 hours a week.
Mm.
So people that say, "Oh, I'm working hard. I'm working a full time job." Well, they are. But it's more than just hours. It's thinking about it all the time, and it's doing one other thing, which I think we forget, and that is to pick ourselves back up and to be persistent when we fail.
Mm.
And I don't mean just hard-headed persistence in terms of I'm going to do, you know, whatever it takes to win. I mean be thoughtful, figure out why you failed, figure out what you need to do differently, and then to try again based on what you've learned. And that's the piece that I think really is the most important. It's that getting back up again and trying again, probably in a different way.
Yeah, insightful wisdom from Jackie Gingrich Cushman, who is our guest, and Newt Gingrich, her father. They co-authored the book, Five Principles for a Successful Life from Our Family to Yours, available everywhere. And a couple of things before we let you go, and we appreciate the time, Jackie. I cannot have a syndicated columnist on the program with political aptitude and not ask a political question.
Of course.
I almost got through it without doing it.
I was waiting for that. I thought I'd be on the front end, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess the preeminent issue that's on everybody's mind is healthcare at this point. And do you think that's something, and your dad probably has a lot of perspective on this, you guys probably talk about it together, But do you think that something will pass in the near future with the given the Republican opposition to what the president and the administration is trying to push through and what Speaker Pelosi is trying to push through?
Jay, you're exactly right. This is the question of the week. Robin Gibbs came out this morning and said, you know, we're going to try to pass it. By this time next week, we'll have a health care bill. It will be law. So now they have everyone in the House and Senate worrying about how they can actually follow the rules and procedures and not screw it up from a technical standpoint. So it'll come down to the wire. I think if the Democratic Party would have done what I said, which is to back up and learn from their failure. Clearly, the population, if you look at the polls, no one wants this current bill. People do want health care reform, but that they're very wary of this current bill. What they should have done is they should have slowed down, pulled it apart, and passed it piece by piece, straight through on both sides, and signed it into law as they went through the process. And that way it would be a very clean process. Instead, what they're trying to do is get it through with contortions, with legislative contortions. So I think even the Democrats don't know yet if they can get it done. Clearly, they're going to try to get it done, and we'll just have to wait and see. But I would suggest that everyone that is either for or against it to call and let people know. I know that we've been very active here in Georgia trying to rally the troops to vote against it because clearly it's a huge bill that involves a lot of government intrusion into our lives. And I really think that before we go ahead with this, we need to fix the current programs that we have.
Okay. Jackie Gingrich-Cushman, and you can get more of those opinions and some of the things that she thinks about a number of things. Tell them where they can find your column or find your work online, Jackie.
Now, Jay, I appreciate that. You can go to townhall.com, which has a lot of really great columnists, as well as Newsmax. And I will be in your town this Friday. I'm going to be at the book festival Friday at 6 o'clock. And I am going to be at the county office building. And I'm really looking forward to coming. The last time I was in Charlottesville, I was there right before I had my first child. So it's a beautiful city, but I'm looking forward to visiting everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a virtual utopia up here. So we welcome you on Friday at 6 p.m. County office building. You can check out Jackie Gingrich-Cushman as she talks about the new book she's co-authored with her dad, Five Principles for a Successful Life, which is available everywhere. And I take it, I guess, Jackie, you probably have a few with you when you come on Friday, right?
Oh, yes. We'll have lots of books there, definitely to sell. So anyone that is interested, please come out. We'll be speaking a little bit beforehand. We're glad to take any questions you have, and we'll have books there as well.
Jackie, really appreciate your time. Look forward to having another conversation with you in the future.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That's Jackie Gingrich-Cushman joining us here at 529. Well, Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.